That will do. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that will do. Look, I come to this stadium. We all come to this stadium. Great crowd today. Seriously. Like, way better than last week. Stuck around. Yes, there are a few old folks on the elevator leaving and a lot of people going down the ramps when I ran down the field. But, like, fine. They left. They're in their cars. They got their most happiest thing for them today is being in the car on the way home right now. I got to watch my team send Michigan State home from a bowl. Like, look, we don't get much, right? Okay? Like, it's a rebuild. You know, we're down to our third string quarterback. We've lost our top three receivers. Like, or at least three of the top five receivers, I should say. So, you know, like, you don't get much. Like, you know, other fans are like, oh my gosh, if we don't win 9 this year, the season's over. And I get it, and I want to do that, and I want to be that fan, and I care about that, and I want to do that someday. But for us, this is, like, how many hours I've, like, I don't want to make it about me, but, like, I've spent 150 hours of my life since August. No, one more than that. 350 hours of my life on Illinois football. So to get that, to get Jeff George Jr. throwing a winning touchdown pass with a minute 30 to send Michigan State to 7 losses and no bowl. As Steve tweeted earlier, hey recruits, we now have a better record than Notre Dame and we beat a common opponent. I mean, we don't get much, but we get that. You know, this defense running with 7, sometimes 8 freshmen in the rotation. For that defense to do that, you know, have to be on the field for that much time, more than 40 minutes. It probably ended up, what, 42 minutes for the defense, something like that? 42 to 18 time of possession and we won? Like, what is happening? Is that really true? 40? Yeah, it would have to be true. Yeah, either 41 or 42 minutes. So it was either 18 or 19. So yes, it might have been 42 to 18 and we won. That's ridiculous. So I, you know, look, I'm going to savor this, okay? I drive a lot of hours from St. Louis to Champaign. And I want moments like this. I just want to be on the field watching the team sing Hail Alma Mater. Like, you know, this is what I do it for. Hey, and we're still eligible for a bowl. It's just, you know, just go knock off Wisconsin. Yeah. Come back home, get to 6-6. But look. Yes, fine. That's not going to happen. But these players, you know, fought. That's all you really want, right? Like, you want to see your team fight. Did they fight today? Yes. Yes. They absolutely fought. They unquestionably fought. You know, it's a struggle to get anything going on offense. And they fought. The defense has been on the field for 42 minutes. Dead tired at the end of a 3-hour workout. And they made the play on 4th-and-3 to win the game. And let's acknowledge, brilliant move by Lovey, taking those 3 timeouts. 4th-and-3, he needs that defense to be as fresh as possible. And he did it. He made it happen. Ugh, I'm just over. I just can't be. Like, this makes this season's worth it, man. Like, I want to get one of the last 2. You know, love to beat Iowa, love to knock off Northwestern and roll into next year. But yeah, 3rd-string quarterback leading a winning drive like that. Michigan State finally getting flagged for the pass interference they do on every single play. Ask any Big Ten fan, man, what does Michigan State do on defense? They'll say, oh, the corners hold, the safeties hold. They just dare the umpire, they dare the back judge to throw a flag on every play. So, to face that and to pull it out, I will take it. I will take it, and I will live off this all winter. Like, we don't get much, but we get this. I'm really, really proud of my team. Like really, really proud. That's why I do this, man. I'm not a journalist. I'm a fan. And I do this because I want to be proud of my team, and I'm bursting right now. So I'm going to go dance on the north end zone right now to Club Memorial Stadium as we're choosing Billie Jean as our as our club music of the day for some reason. And I'm going to go interview some happy players. Go Illini.